I'd like to tell you a story I heard many years ago. It comes from the Zulu people of Africa, and they have been catching ring-tailed monkeys for years. And the method the Zulus use is based on knowledge of this greedy and stubborn animal. Their trap is nothing more than a melon that grows on the vine. And the seeds of this melon are favorites of the ring-tailed monkey. Knowing this, what the Zulus do is simply cut a hole in the hard-skinned melon, but just large enough so that the monkey can insert his hand into the melon and stick his hands inside to grab the seeds. Well, the monkey will stick his hand in like this, grab as many seeds as he can into his palm, and then try to take it out. But he cannot because it is stuck. The hole is not big enough to let the fist come out. And so he struggles, trapped, screaming, fighting, screeching, trying to get out his seeds, which he so desires. Meanwhile, the Zulus sneak up behind him and catch him. Satan tempts us with similar traps because he knows our hunger for power, our desire for prestige, and our greed for possessions. As I said, on the first Sunday of Lent, we always hear the story of the temptation of Jesus in the desert. I believe that before we get to Jesus going out into the desert, the context is that it comes exactly after his baptism in the Jordan River, where his true identity is revealed. You recall that as Jesus came up out of the water, a voice from heaven came saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So his core identity is beloved Son of God. It indicates that once you know who you are, then you can be tested. Before you know and believe who you are, you just have options. So from the River Jordan, the Spirit leads Jesus into the desert for a period of 40 days, and during that time, the Spirit never departed from Jesus. So as we hear this gospel, we need to ask ourselves this question: who am I? It's a serious question, and it determines everything else in life. My personal answer can be, I am Peter, son of Susan and Peter. I am a man. I'm a priest. I am a brother. I'm an American. So on and so on. However, I dare to say that the true and universal answer for each one of us to the question, who am I, is, I am a beloved child of God, especially affirmed by our baptism. All of the rest that I spoke about is added on. So at our core, at the soul level, we are the beloved of God. And when we forget our true identity, we get into trouble. What the devil tempts the Son of God to do, and what the devil tempts us to do, is to forget who we are, or to deny who we are. As we look at Genesis, the first book of the Bible, at Adam and Eve, when they were tempted, the same thing was happening. God made them in his own image and likeness, his beloved, and placed them in the Garden of Eden. The tempter put into their minds to be something that they were not. The temptation is to be better than you are, like God, to be tempted to have something that you do not have, the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They always have a choice. He tempts, the tempter, but he cannot make them do anything. One pattern that emerges from the book of Genesis is what is called the blame game. The man says, "The woman made me do it." Really? For how many of us is that true? We continue to blame another for our sins or for the problems of the world. Most of us find it easy to use blame as a way out of difficulty. It's a primal temptation. My brothers and sisters, No one made us do it. A spiritually mature person owns his or her truth of having sinned, of having fallen into temptation. As long as you think someone else is your problem, you are stuck. Spiritually mature people do not go around blaming other people. Instead, he or she sees a problem and looks for ways to improve it. He or she does not seek out who is at fault. When we automatically seek to blame, it sets up the dynamic to move out of our identity as the beloved and into hating other people who also are beloved children of God. The temptations of Jesus caution us. Remember that the evil one is a deceiver, a total liar. In each of the temptations, the three that are depicted in the gospel, the tempter begins, "If you are the Son of God." In order to cast doubt in the mind of Jesus of his true identity, Jesus is tempted to go his own way, to break with the will of the Father. He is tempted to become powerful, not the suffering Messiah that he is sent to be. He is tempted to use his power to please other people who will honor and rally around him. But Jesus does know who he is, the beloved Son of God, and he does not fall into the trap of using power for his own aggrandizement. He does not fall into the trap of needing wealth and possessions to bring him joy. He does not fall into the trap of boosting his ego with the prestige of being better than other people. Our mission is certainly different than the mission of Jesus. However, there is always a temptation to go our own way, making ourselves independent from God, just like Adam and Eve did. The devil tempts us, as he did Jesus, to desire more things and also to be better than others. But Jesus always shows us that path of descent, the choice of denying ourselves, using what we have been given to help and serve others. This is how we affirm our true identity in God as beloved children. And during Lent, we all enter a process of changing and growing into that image of Christ. Jesus did not cling to his power, like that example I did of the monkey clinging to the seeds, but he let go and let God use him to show us the way to true love. He let all of these desires go, emptying himself to the cross. Our Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are spiritual practices which strengthen us and train us in that process of letting go. There's great freedom not to be able to be attached to power, prestige, and possessions. So as we continue our journeys, let us truly let go and let God affirm us in our identities as beloved children of God, and also to give us freedom to live our mission in Christ.